That's it. Finishing the simmer. Should make like a seam on this side. Or a pinna, even better. Great. Excellent idea. You know what? We'll do it. Okay. Ready? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Chav Zayin. Tinokas, there are four women, if you learn the first parak of a Sefer Nida, there are four women who are called Misulakos Damim. They don't have a period. They shouldn't get a period logically. And four of them are going to be what's discussed in the rest of this simon. So let's take them one more on. Tinokas, she's the most Misulakos Damim. Tinokas lo yezmano lerosin. A Tinokas who is not yet, the time is not yet arrived to get her period. What does that mean? V'iktana shlo yilami an urim. Afilu v'yishtei saros, v'chin afilu v'gilim enorim, but kavlu v'yishtei saros. Ketana means, basically, she either isn't 12 yet, or she doesn't have shtei saros. Meaning, it's like halachic godless. You only have halachic godless if you reach 12 and have shtei saros, or for a boy, reach 13 and have shtei saros. If she hasn't fulfilled both those conditions, she's still a tinokas, she's still a halachic ketana. What's her din? Hikovas vestas kishar noshim b'sholosh r'ios b'shar veshtos v'arba vestas flagos. She's just like other women. If she has three re'ios on the same day of the month, or four re'ios with the same three intervals between them, she's kovas veses. Ela she's hefresh bein olikdola. But there's a difference between a tinokas and a gdola. Ja'afi shehupsa garoa. The first difference between a tinokas and a roa is even if she has a chazaka that she sees, let's say she saw three times on Rosh Chodesh. In Pascha sholosh onos beinos, if she has a break for 90 days, 33 average onos, Shem Tishim Yom, V'lo Rasa, Ein Choshesh Lovesta Rishon Klal, she doesn't have to worry about original Vestas at all, V'chazru L'kat Musa, and goes back to her blank slate. V'afilu, what's the Chiddush? Every woman, remember we learned, we had a whole different bunch of lumdas, different achronim as to why that was, but we learned every woman, if she goes three onos without seeing, now doesn't have to worry, or at least that's how we paskin. No, the Chiddush is, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, let's say she sees three times on Rosh Chodesh, and then goes 90 days without seeing. Even if she sees her Rosh Chodesh again, everyone agrees, even though we paskin, doesn't automatically come back. But everyone agrees that if you had a Vesas Kavua, and then it was uprooted, and then you saw once, on that very exact day, then it comes back. What do we call that rule halachically? Arch Mazmanoba. Right? It lies dormant, and if it happened once, then it is resurrected. That's true for a regular woman, but not for a ketana. For a ketana, even if she saw Rosh Chodesh, when 3 months without seeing, even if she sees Rosh Chodesh again, it is not resurrected. Why? Because when a ketana goes 3 months without seeing, it's a gilgul shemafreya that everything until now was coincidence and was not really a proper period, and therefore we erase everything. Rasa sholosh. Okay. Rasa sholosh yos sholosh onos mechuvanos shol pichsa velo hosira. What if she sees 390-day intervals that are exact without being more or less? Meaning, she sees Rosh Chodesh, then she sees, I don't know, 95 days later. And then 95 days later. Then, Nisgala should be Lugarishon, ain't no Siluk Damim. Then we see that first break of 95 is not a Siluk Damim, was rather Lushina Vesas. She just changed her Vesas to 95. The Fika, Re'ia Rishona Shimena Hitchila Mitzta Refet, Lusholosh Re'ia Sachronos, Venimsa Arba Re'ia Sholosh Aflogis Benem, Mitishim. Letishim. Right, what's he saying? He's saying something that's very, very logical. It's not really so difficult. Let's make it a flugas instead. She had a flug of 25, and then all of a sudden 95. At this point, right, she is on a blank slate. The 25 is totally erased, even if she sees 25 days later. It's coincidence. She doesn't have a vescovo again. But if she sees 95, here's Rhea. Then, even though we thought from here she went back to blank slate as if she never existed beforehand, no, we see it's just a change to 95. So this counts as one of flaga. That's what we mean. We say it's not that we actually count what happened before 95 as one of the three, but we can count it as like the basis for one of the three, right? So this is the basis for one of flaga, two of flaga, three of flagas. Now she has a best kavu of 95. It's actually pretty intuitive.
Okay, this is obvious. She's 95, 96, 93, then obviously it's not kovea anything.
Is it doctor coming off a of previous vessels kovea?
No.
I mean, let's say she sees 95, like her first...
Yeah, that would also be kovea. Okay, there's a big discussion that Taz, well, here, which, we'll have to see how that's relevant in a moment. Let's just mention for a second, what are the differences between a tinokes and a regular woman? So let's say here we have a regular woman, and here we have a tinokes. So what happens to a regular woman if she has a 3-month break? What if you have a 3-month break? Now, we saw machlokas when the period is uprooted at all, but at the very least, the old veses kavua is still dormant. What do we mean? If it happens once, then orech bezman oba. Right? That's for a regular woman. That was if something. If teslov. Right? Hu adin lefsikim lor sholos onos v'achar kach chazra leros b'yom ha-veses ha-rishon. Then it comes back. Meaning, if it happens once again, then it becomes kavua. What happens with tinokes? A tinokes, no. The old veses kavua is totally erased. Why? Because we say everything that happened until now doesn't count. It was just childhood nonsense. She wasn't real. It wasn't a real period. You don't look like it. And therefore, even if it happens once again, it is not kavua. Okay, we'll see. It's not even kavua either. Right? She doesn't have to worry about it.
Even if the next time it happens, she becomes a gadol?
Like correct. Even next time it happens, she becomes a gadol, we ignore what happened until then.
What's the reason for this?
The reason for this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Since she was a tinokes and wasn't really supposed to get a period, then if she has a break, Igloy knows that everything until now was irregular and was not really part of a pattern. So we just ignore it. Right? She was 11. She got a period 3 times in a pattern. Then she didn't get her period for a year. Okay? So we say, oh, what happened then? That's not really her real period that's like waiting to be reestablished. That was just a random coincidence because if her right wasn't a real period, she's really not getting a period.
But
that
was
just
a fluke. You wouldn't have
the Shaita, we think it might continue, and then it's not a fluke. Then she's just an early bloomer. But once we see that it went away, we say it was a fluke.
But then, just theoretically, when we think back about it, do we still call it a period? Or are we saying it was an irregular one that happened?
No, it's still damnida. I mean, whether it's a pattern or not, it's still damnida. I don't care if it's caused by... Who knows what could? There are lots. I don't care if it's caused by, I don't know, we like, you know, put an electrode on you and zap you and it makes her menstruate. It doesn't matter what's caused. Still damnid in terms of tum of atara. She's still just as usher and just as tummy. But we don't view it as a veses lenin vestos. Okay. Second nafkamina. Right? What defines an interval of Siluk Damin? What defines an interval of not bleeding? Does anyone remember from Sif, I think I said it was Tesvav? If a woman has a normal period, what defines her, what defines when she stopped getting her period? Is it three onos beninus?
This is three of her onos.
Three of her onos, right? Meaning, if she has a veses kavua, right? If she has veses kavua, three of her onos. So for example, if her veses is 25, then after 75 days, she's uprooted. She's misalekas damin. And if her veses conversely is 40, then it takes 120 days. By tinokes, the mechaber is machbit the same note, gimel onos binonios equals 90 days. It doesn't matter. Let's say she saw 25, 25, 25. 75 days doesn't uproot it, 90 does. Why is the same exact logic, Ellie?
Because the whole point is that we're not saying it was a period, but now it's undone itself. Is that we're being megala that it was nonsense in the first place. It was never really a period. And to be megala was never a period, you don't need three of it to uproot it, because you're being megala that it was never anything significant. So you need 90 days. Okay, because we're not even machshiv l'mafreya what happened enough that it defines how long it takes to uproot. That's the second difference. This is the machlokes, actually. I told you as if there's no repushit. That's because the Shach is very convincing rhetorician. But this is the machlokas of the Shach Sifkatan Samechei against the Drisha.
Right? This is the Shach against the Drisha. The Drisha says, nope, there's no such difference. The Drisha says, like a regular woman, she had 25, 25, 25, it takes 75 to uproot it. And if she had 45, 45, 45, it takes 135 to uproot it. Sometimes the Chumr, sometimes the Kula. But we pass like the Shach, and the Mechaber's like the Shach. I don't mean the Shach invented it. The Shach's just explaining the Mechaber. The Shach and the Mechaber against the Drisha say the Shach's just justifying the Mechaber. The Drisha says, I don't know why the Mechaber wrote this. That was really wrong. Okay, and the Shach says, no, he was right. Okay, that's the second difference.
So don't you think it's fine that we're doing Gala, that's nonsense, therefore we're not even giving sacrifice to her down? But if the Vessel's Kavua was a Haflag of 33 days, then it can't be Nigla Yusla and Afreya that was nonsense, like you can't say that.
No, that's not true. Because once she goes 90 days without seeing, we see, an 11-year-old who goes 90 days without seeing clearly that they're a period. Not because we uprooted her Vessel's Kavua. That's the chat. Over here, you have to like uproot the Vessel's Kavua. Or at least something similar to that. Over here, what we're saying is an 11-year-old who goes 90 days without seeing is not a basadomen. Oh, she had a pattern of 33 coincidence. And therefore, we don't care if she's only uprooted 33 twice. It never existed, because 90 days for an 11-year-old makes her objectively not a basadomen.
Then she should always have been on the internet, because before, when she had her Vessel's Kavua, we treated it like...
No, because we think it might continue forever, and then it'll be going also she was an early developer. But once we have 90 days, again, obviously at a certain point, I'm not going to be able to answer the why question.
Right.
But I definitely see categorically how it's different than a regular woman. We really believe with all our heart and all our soul, she is now a 33-day Hafluga lady.
Right.
So it takes 3 times 33 for her to change her status. Over here, we're Mesupik. Is she really a 33 Hafluga early developer? Or is this just coincidence and she's really not a Basdaman? Once she has 90 days, that makes her not a Basdaman, and therefore, I'm afraid we ignore it all. Okay, that is the main discussion here. Now, there's one other thing, which even though we're going to get ahead of ourselves a little, I think we have to discuss, which is, if you look at Sifchav Ches at the end, Uktana Uzekena Einan Choshos Levesa She'inu Kavua. A katana and a zakena, don't worry about vesa she'inu kavua, as opposed to regular lady, right? So what's the third difference? I think these are all the difference. Vesa she'inu kavua, obviously a regular lady, is chosheshes levesa she'inu kavua. What are the rules of vesa she'inu kavua? I don't know everything we've been learning in the past 2 months. How about a katana? A katana doesn't worry about vesa she'inu kavua. Doesn't worry about Vesa She'inu Kavua. Now here, it's a little less clear. What does it mean, doesn't worry about Vesa She'inu Kavua? So one thing is very clear. If she saw once or twice, she doesn't have to keep Vesa She'inu Kavua. Right? That's very clear. If she saw once or twice, she doesn't have to keep Vesa She'inu Kavua. Right? So if she sees once or twice, not on the Beinanes, not Veshinu Kavua. If she sees once or twice and she's 11, or even theoretically 12 and doesn't have Saros, then she doesn't have to worry about Veshinu Kavua. If she sees 3 times in a pattern, obviously she doesn't have to worry about Veshinu Kavua. She has Veshinu Kavua. Everyone knows about it. Right? What's the interesting case? It's not if she saw 3 times in a pattern. Anyone who sees 3 times in a pattern doesn't have Veshinu Kavua because they're Kavua. It's not if she's once or twice. That's obvious. The interesting case is, what if she saw 3 times? And this is, what if I see once or twice? I'm going to put a little asterisk. Asterisk means
at first or after a 90-day break, right?
Because at first, if she's once or twice, she's still a Zinokas, and after a 90-day break, she's also starting from scratch. So if she sees once or twice after that 90-day break, Pasha, she doesn't have to worry about she in a kavua. Yes?
Why is that a chiddush? Would...
That's not a chiddush. No, that is a chiddush. What, you might have thought, everyone has to keep best of she in a kavua.
No, no, the fact that...
No, that's not a chiddush. That's just a clarification. Here's the machlokas.
Machlokas is if she sees three times without a pattern. What if she saw three times without a pattern?
Right? Now, on the one hand, you could say, she doesn't have to keep Vesher Shein HaKavua, she keeps nothing. The other hand, you could say, no, no, no. She saw three times, it's Muchzik that she's seeing, and we don't know when. Now she doesn't keep Vesher Shein HaKavua. It's not focused. How makel did the Ramah mean to be here? No, I mean, it's not the Ramah. It's the Mishonim. How make, we're only making once or twice the Vesher Shein HaKavua, or even three times the Vesher Shein HaKavua? Because three times she's proven that she sees, in the Gemara they say for the purpose of, in the old days, Torah Matara, of being Matame 24 hours Lamafreya. If you get your period, they said after three times now, even without a pattern, she's proven that she's a Bas Damin. Maybe you could see it different ways.
Do you say, still, there's no Vesa She'eno Kavua. They weren't Gozer Vesa She'eno Kavua Nektana. Or do you say, no, she's Puchzika Bidamin.
She might have a Chazaka when she gets her period, but she has a Chazaka that she gets her period, because she saw three times. And once she's Puchzika Bidamin, now why should we be making it anymore?
Right? Puchzika Bidamin.
Right. That is not so clear. If we had to pick logically, I think we might. I don't know. I mean, that's machlokes achronim. Everyone's trying to think logically. You know, I guess I would tend to think, no. If she saw three times, let's say it wasn't a pattern. She saw, I don't know, on like Aleph Nisan and Gimel, Iyar and Zion Sivan. Say here, it's not much of a pattern. Okay, but she's getting a period. It's just not so regular. Now that happened three times, then we should really be chosheish, just like by every other woman. Or do you say, no? Vesa Shein HaKavua, they were only gozer in a woman who was expected to get her period, and she wasn't expected to get her period. Vesa Shein HaKavua, okay, that's a serious thing. Vesa Shein HaKavua is not so serious, we're not worried. This is a machlok zachronim, the Taz, in this very, very long, confusing Taz, where was it? Sifkatan Mem Gimel.
The Taz assumes
that, no, once she sees three times, then Avada, she has to start worrying about Vesa Shein HaKavua. And the Nekudas HaKesef on that Taz, very, very short one, he basically says, all the really, really hard parts of this Taz I agree with. But this part of that he thinks, one second. Masha Helalin Yandina Tikinoka Shirasa Shalosh Bramachoshesh Lavesha Shainu Kavua. A nearly klal. Okay, and then he brings tries to bring a proof. Then he includes the kesef, that's the shah. Disagrees. He says, nope, no vesech in kavod at all. So here we're not. Now again, you'll ask me halacha l'maisa, what do we do? And I'll tell you, well, halacha l'maisa is not going to come out. When is the next time an 11-year-old is going to ask you a shayla? Meaning, right? If I were a rabbi and an 11-year-old got married and asked me halachas nida shaylas, I would be very reluctant to answer the shaylas because, you know, I don't want to be complicit when they arrest the whole family for, you know, whatever crime it is to marry off an 11-year-old. So I would say I'm not answering the shayla. Please don't get me involved here. You know, I probably legally have to report you to child services. But, okay, theoretically, how do we paskin? We'll see that there may perhaps be some nafkamina even for us. Theoretically, how do we paskin on this?
The Taz says she does have a Vesa Shein HaKavua?
Yes. Once she saw three times. Everyone admits the Ramah says no Vesa Kavua. The Taz says that's if she sees once or twice. Once she sees three times, the Vesa Kavua. Shach says there's never a Vesa Kavua. Tell Bat Mitzvah there's no Vesa Kavua. So, the how do we paskin? So, the Achronim here don't talk, but earlier in Kofpei Dalit, we did have a Se'if called
if something, this was discussed in Kuf Pei Dalid, in Se'if Gimel, that by Ketana we don't have to worry about Vesa She'enu Kavua. Right, it's the same thing. If it's not three times, you don't have to worry about Vesa She'enu Kavua. And the Piskei Tshuva there brought that the Mechaber sounds a little here like the Shach. He says, until it's Nikba three times, but the Taz disagrees, and the Kuzi Kesef disagrees with the Taz. Ayim Besidrei Tara V'chavos Dasham She'eskim Uludas HaTaz. The truth is, from the Pshat and the Gemara, the Taz seems a little stronger. I'll tell you why in a second. The Chavos Das and the Sidrei Tara, they are quoting the Piskei Tshuva, Sivin Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifkat Tes, or they're just in Kuf Pei Tes right here, if you're looking back. They agree, and most Achronim agree, Lamaisa with the Taz about this. We Paskin like the Taz, and not like the Shach, because all pretty much all the later Achronim, and never say all, most of the later Achronim agree with the Taz, and that also is the simplest shot in the Gemara. Even the Kudus Kesef tries tonight, the Gemara is wondering, when were Chazal goes there, the Gzeira of like retroactive Toma on everything you touched if you got your period, any woman got her period, she noticed it now, maybe it came a few hours ago. So Chazal goes a retroactive Toma on whatever she touched in the last however long, you know, up to a day. And it says, it seems pretty clear, if she sees three times, even not in her pattern, she has that retroactive Toma. So it makes sense that once she sees three times, then she has to start being choshish for things.
I assume this machloket would apply also if she has a Vesek Kavua and then is Mishana from that Vesek Kavua.
Lichora, yes. Okay, however, the Pistich. I would say Lichora, yes. Yes.
Is it the same discussion with Sakena that if she doesn't see.
So it's. That's a great question. It's not, some of the Achronim are not 100% clear whether they say the same thing about Zakena. It could be Zakena might be a little more machmir, but it might be. But, yeah, so it's it might be easier for her, like, establish that she's a Bas Damim. You would think Zakena would be a little more machmir, but they're not also explicit what they hold about Zakena, so I can't say for sure. Like, well, Paskin, but I can't say for sure. Anyway, Halach Lamai said that, so we Paskin, there is a Kula, if she sees once or twice, doesn't have Vesas Kavua, but once she sees three times, now she has now she's Choshes Veshein Kavua, because even though she hasn't proven what her pattern is, she's proven that she has a period, even though it's not a regular period. Okay, the Taz is a whole discussion here based on the Gemara of, you know, what if she has like a break of, you know, 95, 25, 25, 95, 95, 25, 95, 95, 95, etc. You know, what counts as seeing three more times that then you would have to keep Einu Kavua? We Paskin, and this is also Pshat in the Gemara, that basically any three times after this, you have to keep Einu Kavua. So basically, whether it's, let's say, 25, 25, 25, 25, 95. Whether it is 95 and then 95, 95, she was Kovea, 95 and then 94 and 92, 95 and then 25, 25, 95 and then 95, 25. Basically, by here, she's now seen three times after the break, once, twice, three times. Now, she has to keep, according to the Taz, which we Paskin like, the main feature is that if she had a second three-month break, it doesn't restart the clock again. That comes out of the discussion of Gemara in the Daf Yud. Okay, so you don't say if she had a second three-month break, it restarts, you know, it restarts the clock again. No, after one three-month break, then whenever she sees once and then two more times, she's back to Bes She'enu Kavua. Okay, again, for us, we're not going to see a lot of Shailas of Tinokos. But let's move on to Chav Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein Zekena. Yeah.
And it's all under 95? That if it's 96 or...
Doesn't matter. Same. Yeah. V'chein Zekena she'avro le'a sholosh onos misha hizkina v'lo rasa. Likewise, a Zekena who had three onos pass when she got old and didn't see, that's called menopause, right? It's part of Teva. That a young girl doesn't get a period, an old lady doesn't get a period. Old lady stops getting periods sometimes. How do we know? When you stop getting your period, when she reaches old age, Zakena, not necessarily retirement age nowadays, but probably old compared to how long a lot of people lived in the old days, and she doesn't see for 3 months, then she's Mesulekas Dom, and Ve'ena Choshesh Lesta Rishon, she doesn't have to keep her old vestas anymore. Uktana Zakena, in Choshesh Lesta She'ena Kavua, and also doesn't have to keep vestas She'ena Kavua. Okay, let's skip Chavtes for a moment and go to Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Chazra Verasa. And what if after the 3 month break she sees again? Tina can then Tinokish look against Manolaros. Basically, she sounds a lot like a Tinokus. Right? If after 3 month break, it's like a Tinokus. She saw her, got her period. After 3 month break, she erased her period. She doesn't have to worry about her period anymore. If she starts seeing again, she's starting from scratch, etc. She doesn't have to keep Enu Kavua, Lamed Aleph. But if she goes back and sees again in the small interval she used to see, she goes back to original kviyas, meaning the difference is a kena, we say orach mazmano ba, which makes a lot of sense. Why didn't we say it was dormant by a tinokas? Because igloi mazla freya was a fluke. By the zakena, you can't say igloi mazla freya was a fluke. Igloi mazla freya was her regular years of fertility, right? And clearly, Lemafreya wasn't a fluke. Lemafreya was her regular, menstruating, childbearing years. So you can't erase history. So therefore, if it happens once again, we see Orchimnan and Rana comes back, invests a flugos, Chazbelechad Musa, MT, a flugic, Moshe, Lemuda, Trila, right? Let's say she had a flug of 32. Then she doesn't see her period for a year. If she now has two periods with a flug of 32, it goes back to her full kvios. And if she had a vestas for like Rosh Chodesh, then you'd only need one to see once. If she's once a Rosh Chodesh, goes back to its full strength. Because now it's this gala and rabba. It's this gala that 30-day or 90-day, sorry, that 3 month or 6 month or 9 month break was just a coincidence. And this is the one way in which the zakena is more chomer than a ketana. So let's put a zakena here. In terms of does it lie dormant, here she is like a regular woman. Right? Her old vestas, no matter how long a break she has, her old vestas lies dormant. And if she sees once in her old vestas, for a flugger, that would mean two periods, the right interval for a chodesh, one period on the chodesh, or to be vestas gof, once when she has the pihok and itosh or whatever, then it goes back to its full strength. Because we do not retroactively erase her history. Adraba, her history was the main part of her life. However, otherwise she is like a tinokis. It's clear in the Shach that here the Mechaber's not as clear. He says Shalosh Onos. He doesn't say it's three of her Onos or three Onos Beinonios, right? He's not 100% clear what he means here. Is she like a regular woman? Is she like a... but, nonetheless, the Shach is pretty clear. The Shach is pretty clear that at the end of Sukkot and Samachay, he says can you have a second? Okay. It's not maybe. Not 100% clear, but nice of the Achronim assume that she is like a Tinokas here. And for this purpose also, she is like a Tinokas. And the Pashup Shot is, she's in one way not like a Tinokas, but in other ways, she is like a Tinokas.
She goes back to Vesta's Kavua.
What? Meaning, if she breaks for 3 months, then she's... That's a goitnosa. A woman who's old who doesn't see for 3 months, regardless of what her old period was, that's called menopause. Menopause is menopause. It's not about uprooting her previous vesis. It's about a stage of life called menopause. What's the stage of life menopause? 3 months without seeing. And once she's in menopause, she doesn't keep vesishen kavua anymore. She's in menopause and sees once, no vesishen kavua. In menopause and then sees twice, no vesishen kavua. In menopause and sees 3 times, then already... She's back to like being a regular woman, just like a Tinokas for the Taz. Could be even the Shachrim in this case. The only way she's not like a Tinokas is if she's once in her old Veses, she goes back to being fully Kavua and has the full strength of a Veses Kavua for all purposes. Yes?
Just a biological question. Is menopause like a cold turkey stop in the period, or it happens like it starts spacing it out and then eventually stops?
Different person. It's like all kinds of things change, I'm not sure exactly what the statistics are. Okay, have to borrow that. Now, the last thing is, there's one other thing in the Shach here that comes up, Total Agav Orcha, but we'll come back to that in a few minutes, is we skip Chavtes, what's called a Zakena, meaning, there are three kinds of people who break for three who have a three-month break. A regular one with a three-month break is Sif Hesbam. A Tinokas with a three-month break is Sif Chav Zayin. And a Zakena with a three-month break is Sif Chav Ches. But only a Zakena, not a regular woman. Who's called a Zakena? So here we have a Machlokas in the Gemara. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara. Whether between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, and here the Taz says, or accuses the Beis Yosef of all kinds of strange things, which, you know, could be that either Beis Yosef, maybe Beis Yosef just wrote in a confusing fashion, because it seems to be Amoraim, Rav Yehuda and Reish Lakish. Okay, we have a machlokas here, Rav Yehuda, Virav Shimon. What's the gedder of a zakena? Let's just take that out. Right at the beginning of the Masechet. Who counts as a zakena? So here, Rav Yehuda says, if she's called a zakena, right? Who's called a zakena? This can be a very sensitive issue socially. One should be very careful before repeating what we learned in Shir in front of the wrong people in the wrong context. You know, keep in mind your diplomacy, as we learned from yesterday's Parsha. So, what's called the Zakena? So here we have Machlokas. Rav Yehuda says, Chavroseha Omros Aleha Zakena. If her friends call her old, okay, I don't know what kind of friends those are. But keep in mind also, nowadays, like, we live in a culture where, you know, old people are always wrong and young people are always right in the future, etc. And so it's like a little embarrassing to be old. Once upon a time, it was an honor to be old. You know, I think, why is a senator called a senator? Anyone? Anyone here know English? Why is a senator called a senator? I understand why a representative is called a representative, right? Because he's a representative.
He serves in the Senate.
Why is the Senate called the Senate? Where does the word and what did that root word S-E-N mean?
Senior
means an old person, right? A senator is an old person. Ah, because, like, keep in mind, the Senate, without going into the history of before the amendment and what the difference between the Senate and the House was, the House of Representatives were supposed to be more the Amcha, the masses, representation of the masses, and the Senate were supposed to be more the elite, the leaders. Who are the elite? Who are the leaders? Shalavichav Yagechaz again. Avyamalach for the old people. Once upon a time. Again, I don't know if this is what the founding fathers had in mind, but they just already knew the word Senate, you know, from. But once upon a time, when someone invented the Senate, and the Senate's been around for a long time, meaning the word Senate, that means the old people, because of course, who are the smartest people who everyone should listen to? The old people. What are you going to listen to? New young people for it? Right? Rechava made that mistake, and we're still crying over it. So once upon a time, I think this was less of a politically charged thing. Of course, your friends would call you Zakena if you deserved it, because the big shemach to be called the Zakena. Okay, nowadays it gets a little tricky. Anyway, Viter, that's Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon says, Korin la ima ima ve'ina bosha. Says, Korin la ima ve'ena bosha. People call her ima. Now again, ima doesn't mean mother. And if you're 20 years old, you're a baby, you're called a mother. Ima was an honorable title to call someone old. You called it ima or abba. Once upon a time, that was an honorable way to talk to someone. So, now, what does it mean, ena bosha? So, Reb Zera and Reb Shul Bar Yitzchak, chadomer, I don't know who said which, ena makpedes, chadomer, ena bosha. So, what does this mean? Here we have a machlokas, two manda amrin. One opinion is, ena makpedes, she doesn't object, she doesn't hit you over the head with her purse, right? Then, when is she old if she doesn't object? The other data is, she's not embarrassed. The Gemara says, nafkamina, sometimes people are upset, but they don't object. That's not worth objecting, right? A lot of times, I'm upset by a lot of things I hear, not necessarily personal. But I don't say anything. And I'm sure if I personally heard what people said behind my back, I'd be upset, but not say anything. I'm mostly upset by, I don't know, what people think about, Torah incorrectly. But I don't always say anything. Okay, so a lady, maybe someone calls her Ima in the street. She's upset, but she doesn't say anything. That's enough gemina. It depends whether she's upset inside or whether she says anything outside. Let's see how we paskin among these three possibilities. Maybe it depends if they call her Zakena. Maybe it depends if she minds being called Ima and minds how much. Minds internally or minds visibly. Says the Shulchan Aruch.
But Rav Shimon said that it's either or?
No, Rav Shimon said ain't a bosha, and his machlok is what he meant. Did he literally mean bosha, or did he mean makpedes? And I didn't put the names of those two opinions, because it doesn't say who's who. Just as told by Yitzhak or Zera. Right? So, one Amora, and another Amora. Within Rav Shimon. Ezoi Zekena. Kol she Zekena kol kach she ru'uya, she korin la'im fanel mach v'zignusav ain't a chosheshes. What's a Zekena? It's that they call her Ima. And then Machla Zignus, it doesn't mean her kids call her Ima. And she's not Chosheshes. She doesn't worry, mind. So here it gets a little tricky. We clearly pass like Rav Shimon. And that's the Taz. Everyone pass like Rav Shimon. Okay, the Taz is just with the Beis Yosef. Is there a rule to pass like Rav Shimon? Or is it just in the Shaka Bataria? We clearly see the later Amoraim held like Rav Shimon. We clearly paskin like Rav Shimon, who probably is Reish Lakish. It's a little unclear. Maybe someone had a curse of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. I'm not getting into it. Question is, what do we pass in the Makpedis or in the Bosha? The Mechaber here pulled a fast one on us, say in the Chosheshes, and thought that that would be clear, but it's very, very unclear. So what does it mean when the Mechaber says in the Chosheshes? So the Taz says in Sivkat Mem Vav that it means Bosha, in a Bosha. But the Gra and the Torah Hashlamim says it means Eina Makpedes. So, this is the Taz, and this is the Torah Hashlamim, and the Gra says it means Eina Makpedes. It's funny, what does Chosheshes mean? It's hard to tell. These are all so subtle. Halach L'maisa, it's not 100% clear how we paskin, but most Achronim seem to have followed the Taz, the Torah Shlomim in the Gra says it means Eina Makpedes, which means that if she's old enough, even though she minds being called Ima in the Shuk, but she won't say anything, because she's old enough that it's not Kedai to say anything, then she's called a Zakena, and these rules apply. Now, here this still gets a little tricky, because we don't call anyone Ima in the Shuk unless she's your mother. And we just have different phraseology nowadays, and not only don't we call anyone Ima in the Shuk, we would call them mom, we would call them any of these things in the shuk. We don't exactly have a parallel. What is this parallel? And we live in a totally different society where people are always afraid to call people old in the shuk because it's an insult to be old, because nowadays we think that we know better than all the generations that passed, and that's why our society is in such good shape.
Could it be like Bubby?
But Bubby's not exactly Ema. And first of all, who calls someone Bubby in the shuk? Would I call a random lady Bubby in the shuk?
What would you call a random lady if you met her in the shuk?
Mrs.
elderly lady.
And Bubby is much older than
And Bubby is older than you. That's a little tricky. Not to mention the fact that you could be a very young Bubby, right? Meaning my, you know,
right, but you
when I was
50, I mean,
when I was born, my Safta was 42 or something, 43, whatever. I mean, clearly not the age of menopause, right? And no one had menopause. I mean, so, you know, it's a little tricky. Meaning I know a lot of people who, like, you know, like, they don't dare to be called Safta. What do you mean? All my friends are 40 and they're all Saftas. It's great. We love being Saftas. It's the best. That's the way to do it. Be a Safta at 40. You know, you have enough co-op to change diapers all night, and you don't have to. It's a good deal. Mainly once you're 80, so it's not such a good deal. You wouldn't change diapers no matter where you are. 40 or okay. Anyway, Lemaisa, this is very unclear. All the poskim nowadays are a little afraid to say exactly what's a zakena, right? Because we don't really know how to translate this to modern day terminology. Some people say, well, until 60, we're not sure. That's very mach, but keep the period till 60. I don't know. That's a little weird. 5, etc. Anyway, I don't know. Let me just dive to you. You would think that maybe someplace closer to an average menopause, you know, you think would already be qualified. It's hard to tell. Like, it's very nice that we poskin. And we poskin pretty lakula, right? Because Eina Matevis is much more lakula than Eina Boksha. But what does that mean? I don't know, it changes every day, by the way. Okay? According to someone, I don't know if we should be listened to.
The average of the first 10 results.
What?
You just do the average of the first 10 results.
That's a great idea. Okay, all first 10 results says the average age of menopause in America is 51. So, now I don't know, man. Did you tell me the average age, but the latest age of menopause? So, look over at the very least, you could say 52. I'd be comfortable calling this a cana. Again, not to the face of the 52-year-olds. I just mean for halachic purposes. You know, if I was actually speaking to her, I'd say, as a technical halachic matter, you know, but, you know, bechuli. Okay, enough joking around. Back to halacha. So, lechora, I've seen some people say 50. Lechora, I'd get 52, be on the safe side. I would think we could be made called to have the din of zekena. Viter to se'if lamed beis. Lamed beis is a little funny. Well, not in and of itself. It just, it has nothing to do with Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Lamed, Lamed Aleph are all about Tinokes and Zekena. Those are two of the four women who don't get a period. Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet is all about Beres and Manika, the other two of the four women don't get a period. That makes perfect sense. Lamed Beis is sort of stuck here in the middle. Lamed Beis is stuck here in the middle. And it's talking about a woman can have a double vesis. Yeah, a woman can have a double vesis. Okay. Exactly how did it get? The Torah also did this, meaning the Torah stood in between Tinokas and Zakena on the one side, Muberis Minik on the other side. The Torah also stuck in Lamed Beis. What is Lamed Beis doing here? So it's going to be a little tricky in the example of the Shulchan Aruch, but basically he's discussing another case. The Torah is quoting the Rabban, discussing another case, which is a type of Mesulekes Damim. What is another type of Mesulekes Damim? A woman should not, it's not a Mesulekes Damim, it's similar. A time when you can't really get a period because of nature, which is right after your last period. Right? Chumash says that the Ishak Yozub Zol Damaya Mem Rabin, the Lois Nidasa, Ochi Sozol Al Nidasa, that's talking about a Zava. What's a Zava? A Zava is a woman who gets a period, who bleeds, sorry, not a time of period. What do we define not at the time of the period?
Yimei Ziva, which are which days? What?
Well, everyone would answer the question technically the same way. It's what I mean. I'm the mainstream. Until day 18, right? Days 8 through 18, the Yod Aleph Yamim, meaning if I get my period now and I get my period on day 19, which is only 18 days later, right? That's a normal period. I mean, the doctors would say it's very, very strange, but halachically, that's all day period. I believe, again, before day 18, no, that can't be a period. And therefore we say, Eini shekovas veses b'meini dasu b'meizi vasa, and there's a lot of details about when there are exceptions, when there aren't, etc., etc. But basically, the whole B'chol Shlokish, basically it's a principle out there in Shas, without getting into the details, that you can't have a kviyas veses in b'meini dasu b'meizi vasa, because you can't get another period so quickly. Like, you can't have, for example, a hafloga of 16. Like, that's too soon. Or forget about a hafloga of 16. If a woman gets her period, she can't even go away with a chodesh that happens to fall out too soon afterwards. Because it can't be a real period that comes so soon. So it is related to the issue of Misulekes Danin, which is how it got stuck here. And Midina de Gemara ein isha kavas veses bimei nidasa u bimei zivasa. Now, the Shach points out that the example the Mechaber uses is a little funny, but let's see what he says in Lamed Beis. Pa'am she'isha kavas lo veses betok veses. You can have a veses when you have another veses. Ketzad rasa shalosh pa'am rosh chodesh. First we'll read the Girsa that I have printed here, if you have a different Girsa, then just raise your hand silently. She's three times Rosh Chodesh. Revias bebeis lechodesh Rosh Chodesh. Third time, the fourth time she's on beis and Rosh Chodesh. Chim chamish shishis. So Rosh Chodesh, beis Rosh Chodesh, beis Rosh Chodesh, beis Rosh Chodesh. Harei kavah shtei vestos. While you have one vestos, you can be kaveh another vestos. That's the principle of this. So if you can have two vestos, having two vestos is not in and of itself yet. Does not in and of itself yet relate to the issue of, who should be expecting the period when, etc. And without getting into the details here, the Ramban gives a rule. The Ramban, the Rash, but everyone else after them gives a rule. The Ravid does not seem to have this rule. But this case, actually, interestingly, okay, I will point out, the Shach points out that even al pidin gemara, well, okay, let me do the other word. What's wrong with the girsa we have in front of us? Both halachically and even just reading it. What's strange about the girsa in front of us?
Halachically, she has period on two consecutive days. We only follow the
Aleph and Beis. This is not an issue of a period with another period. This is a continuation of the same period. Aleph Beis are 2 days in a row. Didn't we already learn that if a woman bleeds 2 days in a row, we only count the first day as a veses because then it's a continuation? Not to mention that it reads a little funny. So Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and then the next time she saw Beis and Rosh Chodesh. Like the next time, tomorrow, she saw Beis. It's not like next time should be like, oh, like almost a month away. You know, that he said, so Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and next time, I don't know, Chaf Gimel. That would be next time. Here, like next time, Beis and Rosh Chodesh, next time is tomorrow. Beis and Rosh Chodesh are not even near each other. So that's not a kasha. You could say no, she's trying to go in order. But here we have a machlokas, because as the Taz already points out, Svar Mecherim b'chaf l'chodesh, Beis and Chafs are very tricky, right? They can easily be confused, right? Because a Beis is just a Chaf with a little protrusion, right? You take a Chaf, you put something on the bottom right corner, and it's a Beis. So, some people really say the proper girsa is chaf. And basically, the Taz nonetheless continues talking about it as if it's beis. The Taz seems to say the girsa is beis. So, what's the girsa in Se'ef Lamed Beis? The Taz, even though he mentions both, seems to like the girsa of beis. Everyone else in the entire world says that's ridiculous. It can't be. Aleph and beis is not two different periods, it's the same period. Yeah, nothing with what I said about Yemeini, they're too short. It's just the same period. It's not a short one. It's the same one. And therefore, the Shach here writes, the
that the Drisha and the Prisha, okay, just to be fair, it's not only the Shach, right? The Drisha and the Prisha also say it should be base. But
Shach or Taz?
Sorry, the Shach, the Taz seems like base, and the Taz and the Drisha, they say base. The Taz says they're two yourselves, but then continues to use the example of base, and the Shach starts out with the Drisha and the Prisha at base. And he even saw some Shulchan Aruch that printed that said the word shade. But it's not true. He said, days is two days in a row. 2 days in a row is a continuation. The Iker is like, he says, most printings of the Torah, and the Bachli at the end, the Levosh, the Ater Zav, Bichav, and this all comes to the Raivin, and the Raivin has the word Chav. So if it all comes to the Raivin, this is a Kof in the Raivin, the Raivin says Chav, then Lechorah, we should go by that. So the Shach, in addition to, who do you quote, the Bach and the Raivin, originally, and the Levush, all say Chaf. What does the Gra say here? The Gra says, Sikkot Nun Aleph, Urvias Bechaf Lechodesh V'chuli Kain, Tzorech Lomar, etc. So, the Shach, and the Gra, and the Bach, and the Levush, that's the Eter Zohav, Alpi, the Raivin himself, say the Girsa should be Chaf. We are going to here, like, what are the Taz and Drisha Prisha thinking? L'chor, what they're thinking is that maybe she saw an Aleph, like she saw an Aleph in the morning, was clean for a day, and then saw a Beis during the day. That counts as a separate Riyya. We assume not that way. You see 2 days in a row, that counts as one Riyya. So we paskin like the Shach, meaning we don't even paskin. It's actually paskin what the right Girsa is. The Girsa could be meaningless. If paskin, I know Aleph and Beis are not two periods. Aleph and Beis are the same period, we ignore Beis. Aleph and Chaf, those are two different periods.
Even if you say it's going to be Chaf, when you get to the next Aleph after that, there's still the main Ziva, isn't it?
Yes, but at least it's not a continuation of the same thing 2 days in a row. We'll get to that. That's our point. Now let's assume it's Chaf, right? Now that we've proven it's Chaf. Proven. Who could prove? Now that we've paskin that it's Chaf. We paskin Aleph and Beis, you never count as two periods. That's a continuation. Aleph and Chaf are two periods. They're just funny timing. They're two different Ri'iyos. Even though the timing is funny. But what about the fact that, of course, when you bleed on Chaf, Aleph is in Yemei Ziva. Chaf is not Yemei Ziva from Aleph, it's 20, but Aleph is Yemei Ziva from Chaf. It is 10 or 11. So what do you do about that? So here, the Shach points out the Mechaber chose a funny way to express this, and no one's exactly sure why he chose this funny way to express it. What do we mean by that?
It is the Chiddush of the Halach.
The Chiddush of the Halach is that you're Kovas Veses B'tok Veses. The problem is it's not Mechadish as much as the Ramban was. So what's the case here? Aleph, 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 Chaf, Aleph, Chaf, Aleph, Chaf, Aleph. Now, where's the Yemei Zivas? The Yemei Zivas are, this is Yemei Ziva, this is Yemei Ziva, and this is Yemei Ziva. Right? And you shouldn't really be able to koveya within the Yemei Ziva from Chaf. Yes, Mickey?
If they said that this is Alpi, the Raivin, isn't the Raivin the one who holds a continuation earlier? So wouldn't it make sense to say Aleph and Beis?
For the Raivin himself, it could make sense to say Aleph and Beis, but the Mechaber shouldn't. But it still could be the Raivin also said Chaf, right? Meaning, he could have said Chaf. But you're right, that just makes it equally likely for him to say Beis or Chaf. But if he said Chaf, but we at least should say Chaf. So the Maaseh, if he could have said either way and said Chaf, that makes it more likely that the Mechaber meant Chaf. Now, the Raivin himself, this is even Alpidina de Gemara's Koveya. This is a double Veses, even Medina de Gemara. What am I mean? Even, let's say better. This is a double Veses. Even before Chumra, the Rabbi Zera. Why? Because Aleph was Nikva, not a Yemei Ziva. Chaf was Nikva, not a Yemei Ziva. Aleph just continued in Yemei Ziva. You can continue a Veses in Yemei Ziva. You weren't Koveya. They were both Nikba. Nikba. You know,
This is nikba properly, and this is nikba properly. What happened to Yemeziva? It just Aleph saved itself from being nekar Yemeziva, right? Aleph sort of continued Yemeziva. Medina de Gemara, a veset that continues Yemeziva is valid. It's valid for a veset to continue Yemeziva. So, the meaning, a veset can continue Yemeziva, just can't be kovei in Yemeziva. So this is going to be Dina de Gemara. So I'll point out the, yeah.
Why can't he be kovei in Yemeziva?
Because if you bleed Yemeziva, we assume that's not a period, because you shouldn't be getting your period yet. But if you already proved you get your period on Aleph, and now it just continues on Aleph, then it's a proof that it is your period. Then how do you see in Chaf and Aleph? Okay, so something must have been a fluke, but it really is a period, because you've proven it was a period for the first three times.
I didn't hear who answered that, or...
Answer what?
The question of how you could continue during Yemeziva.
The Gemara already says that how can you continue Yemeziva? Here it's a little tricky, but the Gemara doesn't address exactly this case. But the Gemara says, since you already proved that Aleph is a real Veses, even if the next Aleph is in Yemeziva, it still counts because we assume that's the real Veses and it just started a little earlier.
I thought the Gemara's case of Mayan Satum is where even if you only have two.
Correct. The Gemara goes further and says, even if you only have two, and that becomes a whole machlokes. Correct. But at the very least, you have three, it's Pashut. You're right. Even if you have two, Isaac points out, the third might be able to be during Yemeziva, which the Chor is that we paskin. But certainly, if you have three already.
Generally speaking, if a woman has a vestis that appears during Yemeziva, will she have to do Bedika?
You mean if a pre-existing vessus falls out in Yemeziva? Yes, she would. It's a pre-existing vessus for Choshesh for even Yemeziva. Now, however, here the Mechaber is confusing. I don't know why the Mechaber didn't copy over the Ramban from the Torah. But we paskin, and Lechor and the Mechaber would agree, we paskin like the Ramban. So what do we paskin? Right? But we paskin the following. We paskin Isha Kova'as Veses B'mei Nidasa U'v'mei Zivasa Mishum Chumra de Rabbi Zeira. What's the Chumra de Rabbi Zeira? Part of the Chumra de Rabbi Zeira is that we always assume we might be confused about when he's Mei Nida and when he's Mei Ziva. So if we never know when you Mei Nida and you Mei Ziva are, then there's always a kvias veses, because you never know. Because you never know if it's Yemei Nida or Yemeziva. Meaning, what do we paskin? We paskin, for example, let's say a woman just sees as follows: Aleph, Chaf, Aleph, Chaf, Aleph, Chaf. Now think about it. This Aleph is Yemeziva of the Chaf, and this Aleph is Yemeziva of the Chaf. You only have one Aleph that wasn't Yemeziva. In this case. Or let's say Aleph Tesvav, Aleph Tesvav, Aleph Tesvav. Everything's a Yemeziva of something. You know, in this case, we say this is a double Veses Lididon Alpi Chumra de Rabbi Zeira. Not everyone agrees that Chumra de Rabbi Zeira means this. The Ramban says, this is a Chiddush in the Ramban, says the Ramban, that part of Chumra de Rabbi Zeira is that we ignore the whole Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, and just consider all days to be the same. And therefore, you can always be Koveh Veses. That is what the Ramban says. The Raita doesn't agree, but that's what the Ramban says. So this is the Chiddush of the Ramban. It's quoted in the Rashba, it's quoted in the Torah, it's quoted in the Poskim, it's quoted in the Shach here. We pass like the Ramban, which is funny, we go a little further than the Mechaber. Why the Mechaber didn't quote this? They don't address it explicitly. We pass like the Ramban, halacha l'maisa. We paskin that a woman's koveh veses any time. We ignore the whole concept of Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, because part of Chumra de Rabbi Zeira is that we can't keep track of Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva.
Even if we didn't hold like the Ramban, right, we have Chumra de Rabbi Zeira, 12 of the 18 Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva days are taken up already, so it's still very unlikely that...
No. What do you mean taken up? Like, as in, maybe you can still be koveh veses during them. Guess what's the nafkamina of koveh veses during them?
I don't understand. So Aleph is still in Shivan Nekiyim nowadays of Chaf. But maybe you could still be Kobe and Aleph. Not for me to be. Once you can see Chaf, you'd have to be Forish and Aleph.
Okay. It didn't change how we see it. We don't actually think it's a Vesas, but we're mapping for it as if it is.
Aha, so here's the big machlokas. This is the tremendous machlokas. When we say, says the Ramban and the Poskim, Bizman Hazeh, Isha Kova'as Veses, Bimei Nidasa, Ovi Mezi Vasa, because we don't know anything. So suggest, Elon, well, Chomer Rebbe Zeira is a Chomra. It's a Chomer Rebbe Zeira. That means we're Machmir to be Kova Veses. But we should also be Machmir. Maybe she wasn't Kova Veses, because maybe it was Mezi Vasa. We should be Machmir both ways. I don't know if that's what you're suggesting. What were you suggesting? Okay. So if Elon didn't suggest it and the Shach did, even if he did. The Shach at the end of Sukkot 9 Aleph says, Bechol makam shenemar, bechol simen zet shekal veses, imu lohakel hu davka shlob mei nidu mei ziva, ki the isa barash b'vator v'shar poskim. Says the Shach, we only are machmir to be kovei veses. But we can't get a cool out of that kvias veses, because maybe it's not a veses. We have to be machmir both ways. Therefore, let's say in this case, aleph chaf, aleph chaf, aleph chaf. Chaf is definitely a veses. Aleph, where machmir is a veses. But we can't be makel that aleph is a veses. If it ever comes up as a kula, then we have to act as if it's not a veses.
So, to be oker a veses, one in such a case where it would be considered to be mezi vasa, where she didn't see at that time, so Shabbat said you can't be oker if she didn't see it for three onos, it would be mezi va on that like scale. Meaning, if she's kovei two vestos, then how can for the Shabbat she can be oker one that would be
I'm not sure what you're asking. Why can't you be okra? If you're if it's a Vesses, you're okra. If it's not a Vesses, then
you didn't. During the Mezi Vasa, she can't see during that time anyways. So the fact that she didn't see it that day doesn't
No, mean... Mimadavshach. It's an interesting question. Lamaisa, I think you could uproot it anyway. Meaning, let's say Medina de Gemara, you were Kobeya three times, not in Yeziva, and then you uprooted once in Yeziva, that would count. That would still count. It's not like being pregnant. Okay. Halach Lamaisa, here we have a big machlokas, let me just point it out, says the Shach in Zukkot 9 Aleph, and then his son wrote in the Kudus HaKesef. We know it's his son because it says Hagah, and he agrees with his father. Usually when his son writes Agah, he's disagreeing with his father. But in this case, he is agreeing with his father. So, says the Shach, and his son, in the Nekruz HaKesef, Rak Lehachmir Avalo Lehakel, that any time a woman's kovei veses, if it looks like it might be in Yemei Zivasa, you have to now consider maybe she has a veses, maybe she doesn't, it'd be machmir all the possibilities. That makes things very complicated. Do we follow the Shach? So, I'm not saying it comes up all the time, but nonetheless, in the Mechaber doesn't sound that way. The Mechaber, this case, Mechaber doesn't exactly have this case, okay. But the other posts don't sound this way. And the Torah Sashlomim in Tzivkat and Chav Zayin, which is going back a little, says the Torah Sashlomim earlier in Tzivkat and Chav Zayin, I will read you what he says. He says, Torah Sashlomim Chav Zayin, sorry, etc., 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 Sefer Nekudas HaKesef Bahagah. He says that's only a Chumrah. Avalola Hakel, how can you be more makel than the Gemara? Keep in mind, the Gemara says, Medina, strict din, it's not a vesif to Meziva. How can you be more makel than the Gemara? We're only allowed to be more machmir than the Gemara. He says, he thinks that's not true. He thinks the Beis Yosef doesn't sound the way, and that the Shach is wrong. And what's the reason? Because it's too hard to keep track of me Ziva and me Nida nowadays, therefore we made a minhag, you don't have to at all, even though the minhag is more makel than the Gemara. That's still our minhag. So says the Torah Sashlamim, Sifkatan 27, Bain Lehachmir, Bain Lehakel. So it is, you have this interesting case. Here, I'll give you
I'll give you an example. What's an example? Trying to find myself a little space. There's a little space. Here's an example. A woman sees chaf aleph. Chaf aleph. Aleph. Okay. Chaf aleph, chaf aleph. And aleph. One second, how am I going to get a good nafgamina? Okay. Now, keep in mind, I'll be strict into the Gemara. The first two were in Yemei Ziva. They didn't count. She only has one aleph. She's not coming at anything. I'll be Arminag, since we're not Mechal Gemini in Yemei Ziva, we consider it to be a Kviyas Veses. Shach would say, well, she's machmer as if she has a Veses of one aleph. But she's also machmer as if she doesn't. So on the one hand, what's the chumer veses kavua? She has to keep aleph for 3 months till it's uprooted. But on the other hand, she also has to keep ona beninis and also has to keep haflaga because maybe it's not a veses kavua, right? So, what does she keep next month? Next month, according to the shach, she has to keep aleph and ona beninis and haflaga. Okay, now in this particular example, there might end up being the same day anyway, but not necessarily. It could be that if there's a lamed this month, she has to keep aleph for the vestas kavua, but maybe it's not kavua, so she also has to keep lamed for the ona beninis. What? Not, okay, it doesn't matter. How about hafluga? Fine, you admit hafluga, she has to keep lamed for hafluga if it's during the summer. But according to the Torah Sashlamim, she only has to keep aleph. And you can imagine you could make bigger nafkaminas also if you worked hard. If you worked hard, you could have other nafkaminas. So, how do we paskin? Seems to be the minig of the later poskim, even though shach seems more logical. After all, you can't be more makel than the Gemara. According to the Gemara, she doesn't have a vest kavua, so she has to keep three things. How can you be more makel than the Gemara? Nonetheless, the minig is like the Taras HaShlamim, that that somehow we decreed nowadays that it's too hard to keep track of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, and especially since Vestos is Darabanan, and the Kuli Alma Vestos She'enu Kavu is Darabanan, and the Kuli Alma Onabain is Darabanan, Lamaisa, we assume like Taras HaShlamim. So, for example, if you had skipped this whole part of Shir and just never heard of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, and just thought any day is good for Bikovei of Vestos, you would know the Minag Halacha Le Maisa.
Because the whole point of all these zeros was to simplify things and
then the Torah Shlomo is right.
Right, then you have to go back to Yemei Ziva. Then
correct, and the whole point is to not have to go back. All would be more makel than the strict din. Okay, maybe in the days of Zera, they decided to be more makel than the strict din. I mean, it. You see why there are two sides to the issue.
Okay, that's, I think, most of what I have to say for Sif, Lam, and Beis. There's one other interesting focus in the history of Tshuva,
which is the suffix of the No de Bihuda. He has an interesting suffix, similar to something we saw already. Go back to this case. Aleph, 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 chaf, aleph. Or even, if we stopped here, she clearly has to be choshish for aleph, because it's kavua and never been uprooted. Does she have to be choshish for chaf next month? Do we say, since the aleph came back and reestablished the kvius, well, meaning, does she have to be choshish for shinoi, for the shinoi of chaf? So that's a suffix of the No de Bihuda. Does she have to be choshish? excuse me. For the shinoi of chaf, on the one hand, you always have to be choshish for a shinoi, so she should have to be choshish. On the other hand, maybe only to be choshish for shinoi if you miss the kviyos. But if you didn't miss the kviyas, maybe you don't have to be choshish for a shinoi. That's a suffix no yehuda. If you stop here, do we say chaf was a shinoi, you're always choshish once for the shinoi? Or do we say no, the classic case where you didn't have the kviyas once, then you're choshish for the shinoi. But if you had your kviyas, you're not choshish for the shinoi. So that's a suffix no yehuda. He's not sure when you have a shinoi, but also have your kviyas. Do you have to be choshish as eino kavur for the shinoi, or can you ignore the shinoi? That is a suffix of the No de Bihuda in the Pesach Tshuva here, Sifkat and Chaf Sifkatan. Chavches, a lot of posts are make along this.
That discussion isn't exclusive to this. We may need to be made zivu.
No, no, no. It's just any time you have a shinoi, but don't miss your kfios. Right. Do you have to be choshish for the shinoi? Okay, interesting question. No, do you use masopik? He's not sure. The Bade Shulchan here says that he thinks the most achron mermeiko. Let's move on then to what we have to, left to discuss is pregnant women and nursing women. It's a shem by all of us. You got the board, right? Okay, Lamed Gimel. Me'uberes. So, one thing is very clear in the Gemara. A me'uberes does not have to worry about her old veses. That's very clear in the Gemara. That's the only thing that's mafurish in the Gemara. What's mafurish in the Gemara is, if she has a veses and then becomes me'uberes and menika, and let's assume Uberis and Meinika are the same for our purposes. I mean, let's not assume they are. I think everyone agrees they're the same. So one thing is clear in the Gemara. This is clear in the Gemara. If she has a Veses Kavua and then becomes pregnant for the next, how many months? Well, it depends when she gives birth, right? For the next approximately 33 months, right, until she gives birth, which... you don't know how long it'll take, but let's assume 9 months, and then 24 months afterwards, she doesn't have to be choshesh. Now, she is not chosheshes for her pre-existing messes. That's clear in the Gemara. And then, normally, is the woman going to bleed while she's pregnant? What? No, normally a woman doesn't bleed while she's pregnant. And then, she's not chosh mermestos for 9 months. And then she gives birth. And then she goes to the mikveh after being tamei from giving birth. And then she doesn't bleed and she's not chosh mermestos for the next 2 years. Okay, that's what's mefurish in the Gemara. What's not as mefurish, it's not so clear, is, and what if she does bleed while she's pregnant? Now, that's not the normal thing. By the way, you should know, it actually is not so uncommon for women to bleed while they're pregnant. I never heard of a woman, mamish, getting her period while she's pregnant. But again, halachically, it doesn't necessarily... I mean, that's the whole point. Halachically, she's equally nida whether it's a period or not, right? Any blood that comes out because of the natural hormonal workings of her body, that's not a maka. Any blood that comes out of the uterus, that's not a wound. Even if it's a... it could be a disease that makes the natural process emit dam. But if it's not a wound, then... if it is like menstrual blood, then it makes her a nida.
Not normal. She has to go to a doctor. No?
So, what if a woman bleeds during pregnancy? So, first of all, a woman bleeds during pregnancy, two things. A, hilchos nida apply. Whether vestos apply, we'll get to. Hilchos nida apply. If she bleeds during pregnancy, then you ask, is it a kesem? Is it on the white? On this and that? All the rules, and you have to figure out. She might have to count 5 and 7 days and go to the mikvah while she is pregnant. The rules of hilchos nida apply to bleeding during pregnancy. In addition, since bleeding during pregnancy, we assume, is not a normal thing, the doctors are worried about it. And clearly, the more a woman bleeds during pregnancy, the more it's a danger sign that something could, chas v'shalom, be very wrong. A tiny drop is, no more of a danger sign than crossing the street. A heavy flow is probably a close to 100% danger sign that, unfortunately, this pregnancy is not working out. Where to draw the line is unclear. The general etza is, if a woman bleeds during pregnancy, she should call her medical professional. If it's very heavy, she should go to the hospital. And usually, medical professional will tell you if it's... I don't know what they'll tell you. Depends on your circumstances. If you bleed a tiny bit... Then whether they'll tell you to come in and check it out and do what might depend on what they know about your history and other factors, etc. I'm not a doctor. Okay, so Lamaisa, if a woman bleeds during pregnancy, she should check with her doctor just to make sure everything's okay. But Hilchos Nida applies. But what about Hilchos Vestos? Right? Our intuition is a woman could bleed during pregnancy. Oh, who knows what can make a woman bleed during pregnancy? You never know. There's a lot of hormones going on. But it's not a monthly cycle. Right? So our intuition might be that, our medical intuition nowadays would certainly be that it helps with Nida applies. If hormones make blood come out of her body, then even if it's just pregnancy hormones, even if whatever, then that is Nida. But it shouldn't be a Vesses because it's not a pattern. But this is actually a Machlokas. This is a Machlokas. What if she bleeds during pregnancy? And here becomes a tricky part. What if she bleeds three times and it's a pattern? Then already on the one hand, well, it's obviously meaningless because who gets period during pregnancy? On the other hand, it's a funny coincidence that she bled three times on Rosh Chodesh or something, right? So what if she bleeds during pregnancy three times in a pattern? So we don't know what to make of this. Now, I feel fairly confident that it will never happen to anyone we know. But, okay, theoretically, if it did happen, what would be? So here we have a Machlokas Rishon in the Ramban. And, says the Ramban, and maybe the Ramban, right? My mission thinks the Ramban says that. Says she's Kovas Vesses. Oh, we don't expect her to bleach. She doesn't have to give her old Vesses. Yeah, but if she shows that something weird is going on, we have to run with it. However, the Ravid and the Rashba and the Ritva say no. It's just impossible. Ah, could it be coincidence? She bled three times over Shkosh during pregnancy. Yes, it's coincidence. What can I do? If it's impossible, then it must be coincidence. And they say, Ina Kovas. Nope, she does have a Vesses. Coincidence? Sometimes things are coincidence. That is the, excuse me, Machlokas. Who paskins like what? So, the Bach, quoted in the Shas of Kutnayin Gimel, actually paskins lahachmer like the Ramban. And the Tor sounds that way.
The Rambam and the Ramban?
Mm-hmm. Maybe the Rambam. I mean, the Magen Mishnah thinks the Rambam says that, but it's not clear. Right? It's not clear if the Rambam holds that or not. However, this goes down to the Bach. Put in the Shach. This is the Mechaber and the Shach. How do I know? Let's read the Mechaber. Did we read the Mechaber yet? No, we did not. Yeah?
We wrote in a pattern for a reason, meaning if there was three random
discussion. We haven't gotten to it yet.
Right now, the discussion
only if she has a pattern. Okay. Says the Mechaber, Lamed Gimel, Meuberes, La'achar shloshu chodosh libura, if hukar ubra, which is 3 months pregnancy, umeinika kolchav talachot. First, he defines muberes umeinika. I apologize, I went in the wrong order. Okay, umuberes, when is she considered muberes? When she's visibly pregnant. When is she visibly pregnant? 3 months. Umeinika, when is she umeinika? Nursing woman, kolchav talachot nachaladis aflad, for the 24 months after giving birth, ein kovas veses afilu, is not kovas veses. You know what? I'm going to apologize. Leave that aside for now. Let's talk about who's a Mu'uberis and who is a Meinika, I guess. Who's a Mu'uberis? Mu'uberis means when a woman's 3 months pregnant, she's Mesulekes Damim. Okay, here it gets a little tricky, because anyone know anything about regular life nowadays? When does a woman lose her period? When she's how pregnant? 1 minute pregnant. I mean, you don't notice this whole month, whatever. Right, as soon as she's pregnant, she loses her period. Meaning, we never heard in modern science, anything could happen as a fluke, a woman could bleed on any random day, but we never heard in modern science that a woman gets her pregnant, if she gets her period after she's pregnant for 1 second. It's against the rules of science. So that's a funny thing, because I'll say 3 months.
But could be any 3 months and not getting a period to get a chazaka that she's going to continue being pregnant?
So here's the funny thing, of course. The days of Chazal, it was hard to know you were pregnant before 3 months, right? Because they didn't have pregnancy tests. Meaning, you can have hasharos, right? Even nowadays, women can say, some women are very tuned and they know they're pregnant because they feel this and that, etc. You know, but how do you know a woman's pregnant until you see something growing inside because they didn't have pregnancy tests? Nowadays, they have pregnancy tests. How do you know you're pregnant? Whatever, you can do a pregnancy test. Okay, yeah, however accurate some of them are. You can do one that's close to 100% accurate if you want. Right? So that's a little tricky, which is that Chazal's metzias of being pregnant doesn't seem to match our metzias of being pregnant. And there's a nafkamina. The nafkamina is, when do you have to stop worrying about your vestos? According to the Shulchan Aruch, Al Pi Chazal, only after 3 months of being pregnant do you have to stop worrying about your vestos. Which is not such a big kula. Mela, if she didn't get her period for 3 months, she wouldn't have to worry about her vestos anyway, even if she wasn't pregnant. But according to modern science, if you're pregnant for 1 minute, you shouldn't have to worry your misulek is done. If you know, you know. So, now, most often, there's not enough community between modern science and Chazal. Why? How do most women discover they're pregnant? They don't get their period once. Most women don't have a vest kavua. If you don't have a vest kavua and you didn't get your period once, then mainly you're okay your period and there's no nafkamina whether your misulek is dumb or not. Any woman who didn't get a period once and has no kvias doesn't have to be choshish for anything anymore. Right? The chodesh is uprooted, the unveinin is passed, the aflaga passed. So it's not, often it's not a nafkamina, but it could be a nafkamina. Let's say she, you know, weird cases, or let's say she's really nervous and she does a pregnancy test before she misses her period once, right? She's really nervous about getting pregnant. Some women are nervous. They don't want to get pregnant, but I think, you know, let's look at everything positively. The woman's really, she really wants to get pregnant, right? So what does she do? As soon as she ovulates and she's with her husband and she davens very hard that everything should go well, she does a pregnancy test. And she discovers, Baruch Hashem, she's pregnant, B'sha Tov U'Mutzlachas. Okay, now she keeps davening hard that everything should go well. But 4 days later comes her Veses. But she knows she's pregnant. According to the Metzias of Chazal, she still has to keep her Veses because she's not pregnant 3 months. But according to modern day science, she's been Selekas Dhamma right away. So what do? Do you say we pass like the science of Chazal? Or do you say Neshtana Hateva, we pass like modern day science? This is a Kolotar Kula Machlokas. In general, do we paskin like the science of Chazal or like our science if there's a difference? I mean, for most of us, if you're learning South Fallsburg, then it's not such a hard chakira because the science of Chazal is right and our doctors are lying and women really don't get a period for the first 3 months and all the, do get a period for the first 3 months and all the women who say that they don't are just coincidence and the doctors are lying. But let's assume that we don't learn in South Fallsburg, we learn any of the other sheep in the world. So then we say Nishtana Teva. Okay, our Teva is different from Chazal's Teva. Okay, but if our Teva is different from Chazal's Teva, do you never learn in South Fallsburg?
That's what the Pesach programs are.
No, it's a big yeshiva in South Fallsburg.
What's it called?
I call it South Fallsburg. It probably has like a name that no one uses. I don't know. Whatever it is. Anyway, okay, they're very anti-Nishtana Teva there. The Rosh Yeshiva wrote an explicit haskama that says that that you should ignore modern science. Okay, but let's assume not that way. So what do we do lahalacha if our science is different than theirs? So here, Rav Moshe talks about this in a few places. There's a big machlokas among the Talmidim Rav Moshe, exactly what he meant, in some of the later volumes of the Rav Moshe, where they reprinted something that he had written many years earlier, but they added the oros of the editor inside. Lemaisa, it's not clear exactly what he told most people Lemaisa, and even different tshuvas say slightly different things. Lemaisa, Rav Moshe seems to have said this. This is the tshuva that he wrote a long time ago that was printed in the Igros later, but was printed in the Rabbi Iger Sochus Nida many decades ago. He wrote that, Me'ikar din we pass the Nishtana Teva, go by modern Teva. Me'ikar din, we say that once you are pregnant for 1 minute, your misulek is done, you have no vestos anymore. However, he's machmir because he found some shittas that don't sound that way. However, he's machmir. He says we should nonetheless lemaisa be extra machmir. And here his grandson wrote in the parentheses, says, he just meant that's what you should write in an English book to not confuse people, but really he was making when people asked him. I have no idea what to do if people ask him. All I know is that he wrote in the oldest place that he wrote about this, he wrote, Me'ikar dinishtana teva. However, we should be machmir to keep the science of Chazal. It's not such a hard chumrah. What is it, like the first month? Even if she had a vestes kavua beforehand. Let's say she had a vest. If she had a vest for her haflaga, that's not a big chumrah either, because once she doesn't get her period once, there is not another haflaga to be choshish for. We paskin, we don't count haflaga unless she sees again. Right? So even if she had a vest kavua and test bav, we'll be machmir to make her report 3 test bavs. Okay, I mean, she's never getting a period. It's not such a hard thing usually. So lamaise, if someone says shasam chak, I don't know what I would say. You know, I know what I would say. Someone told me, look, I'm pregnant, and now it's my veses, and it's the only chance to sleep with my husband. He's just coming home from the army, he's home for one night, and then he's going back, and so I'd say, okay, me'ekra din nishtana hateva, we're mekel. However, you know, the lamaisa, other poskim, are machmer, even, they want to say, no, we never could say nishtana hateva le kuma. So lamaisa, I think it's good to be machmer as a chumrah for the teva of chazal, although me'ekra din, we all know that science is science, and your Selech is done right away. Okay, that's what Moshe writes. Kach nira li lach rila maisa. Again, his grandson says, he really meant to be make a legamre. Other poskim say, no, we're machmer legamre. What do you mean? Don't give me this nishtana hateva thing. But nira li, good hachras, like Moshe wrote, that me'ikra din, your Selech is done after 1 second. However, it's proper to be machmer like what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Especially if it's not so hard.
Again, just to make sure. So, nishtana teva mean nature actually changed, Rav Moshe is saying, or now our science is better and they weren't sure then?
So Rav Moshe's son-in-law, who's, I think, still a Rosh Yeshiva in YU, is he not?
Yeah.
It's like Zinton Stark, Meir Esrim. He's getting pretty close. Yes, no. Lee Ayanhara. Lee Ayanhara. He's tremendous. Hashem should continue to bless him with the Koach and Ruchas Yamanim. I know he doesn't run as fast as he used to and swim as fast as he used to, but he's still, his mind and tongue are as sharp as they ever were. Anyway, so he told me Mefurish. He says, Nishtana Teva doesn't mean Teva changed, it means our understanding of Teva changed. And we go by our understanding of Teva. Okay, other people might say it means Teva changed. Some cases, Teva for sure changed. I mean, there are some parts of Teva that change because they depend on the environmental variables. Yes, how tall people are. Nishtana Teva, right? It changed based on, you know, how long people live. Nishtana Teva. A lot of things changed. A lot of things do change. Whether you get your period when you're pregnant seems like the kind of thing that is unlikely to just change based on, you know, what diet you eat and when you go to sleep at night, etc., based on our modern understanding of science. So I'm going to leave this for you, make an appointment with Nelson Slifkin and Beit Shemesh, and discuss whether Nishtana Teva means Teva changed or understanding of Teva changed. For halachic, for our purposes, doesn't make a difference. Halacha l'maisa, what do we say? We say, when it comes to who is a me'uberes, the old science and the new science is 3 months. And we say right away, what is the psak of Rav Moshe? The psak of Rav Moshe is that me'ikar hadin, you're select us right away. But we're machmir. One should be machmir until 3 months to keep your old vessels. Yes?
So it's not
hukar recognized
necessarily until 3 months, right?
I hear exactly what you're saying. There's a lot of literature on this thing. It's not nishtana teva. Chazal didn't mean davka 3 months. Chazal meant when you know you're pregnant. They didn't know till 3 months, but if they'd known before 3 months, then they would have said the same thing. And really, it's not even a shinoi. It's really just a new hechitimzi. It doesn't sound the way in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Mu'uberes la'achar shlosha chadash li'bura. He doesn't say anything about hukar u'bura, but that's not necessarily a... okay, one can make that title also. I must admit, I'm forgetting some of the details of the back and forth on that taina. We could look up what people taina. Lemaisa, this is the way Rav Moshe sees it. How about Menekes? Let's go to Menekes. How long is a menekes misulek is damim? So we know it's a machlokas, Rav Meir and Chachamim, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Meir says, dam neker of an asacholof, the blood becomes milk. Okay, I don't know if you have to say literally, the blood, like the menstrual blood, passes through some other passage, then it gets whitened and comes out as milk. Maybe he meant that sort of, you know, whatever kochos would
go into the menstrual cycle instead are diverted towards lactation. But anyway, it says Vermeer, actual nursing is what prevents you from getting your period. The actual nursing takes away your period. Say the Chachamim, no! A veramis parkim enasha chazer zela. No, the trauma of birth is what takes away your period. Birth is such a trauma that the woman's body is not healthy enough to get her period back for 24 months. The nafkamina is, what if she's not nursing? Right? What if she, chas shalom, the baby dies? Or the baby is just very healthy and stops nursing and likes to eat, peanut butter sandwiches when he's 5 months old. Or the old-fashioned version of formula, meaning you hire a nursemaid. Right? You're a busy lawyer. So they haven't invented formula yet, so you hire someone to nurse your baby for you. So, according to her mayor, she should get her period. Chachamim say, no, 24 months doesn't get her period. We pass like Chachamim, read inside. Kol chav dalet chodesh achor leidus havlad, eino kovas veses, hafilu meis havlad ugemalto, even if the vlad chas v'shalom died or was weaned, she damas olak mehen kozman ibur v'chol chav dalet chodesh, because she doesn't have menstruation the whole pregnancy and 24 months. Okay, 24 months no matter what. As a matter of fact, says the someone, the Pisgei Tshuvin's forgotten Laman, according to the creation of Placey, even if she miscarried, no nursing at all. But it doesn't matter. It's still a big trauma in her body. And she has 24 months. She won't get her period.
But even miscarrying?
Even miscarrying.
No birth.
That's considered he said whenever it's halachic called a birth, for halachic purposes.
What is halachic called a birth?
When there's a basic form of a baby, it gets very complicated. We'll get to it. There's a whole simon about it. And that's what Daf Yomi is in nowadays. But there's a whole simon about it. Now, it goes even further. The Chavos Das says, even if she miscarried something that's not yet considered a proper fetus, and has not a locally considered birth, is still traumatic. Okay, well, we don't have to pass on this, because what happens in the old science, according to the Chachamim, it's 24 months. Nowadays, how long does a woman not get her period after giving birth? The answer is it depends. For sure, less than 24 months. What for sure? I mean, 99%. It's highly, highly unlikely, almost unheard of, for a woman to not get a period for 24 months after giving birth. Highly unlikely. Gil, tell me if it's more than one. Maybe it's 2% or 3%. I'm not swearing. But it's very, very unlikely. How long does it take a woman to get her period back? Closer to Rabbi Meir nowadays. It depends how much she nurses. If she doesn't nurse, she gets her period back usually after a few months. If she does nurse, and she keeps nursing a lot, then she still might get her period back while she's nursing, but it'll take longer. We're not sure. But, definitely much less than 2 years, and if you're not nursing, just a couple months. Although it's random. It's random, but way less than 2 years. So it's not even close to the old days, and it correlates with nursing. The more you nurse, the longer it takes to get your period back. Well, as a correlation, not as an exact rule. So it's random, but it's much less than 24 months.
So for South Fallsburg, this is a kula?
I can't actually speak halachically. I can't actually speak halachically in their name. Then someone would say, what do you mean? 24 months is 24 months. What are you questioning Chazal? What does Rav Moshe say here? Rav Moshe says, Nishana Teva. But here, the Shino is a Chumra, not a Kula. Yeah. So if the Shino is a Chumra, he says, Dar Pashat. This is the Din. And we ignore the old days. For sure, L'chumra, we say Nishtana HaTeva. Again, not everyone says Nishtana HaTeva, even L'chumra, right? Some people still kill lice on Shabbos, without getting into that sugya, which is more complicated for many reasons, and maybe is not an exact parallel. He says, obviously Nishtana did L'chumra. Now, here it gets tricky, though, because we don't say, modern-day science is 6 months, 8 months, 10.5 months. Modern-day science is random. So how do you implement this halachically? So says Rav Moshe, what does it mean halachically? Says the din. But what's the din? When does she start being choshish for a period again? How do we know when it's coming back? So the answer is, equals, after the first period. Once she gets her period once, now we know it's coming back. And now she's not Mishalecha's Damim anymore. We don't know when that'll be, because it's random. Now, what to get a period once? When a woman gives birth, she bleeds to Dmei Leida. She's bleeding from the birth for a couple of weeks. That's not what we mean. We mean she bleeds for how many weeks does she bleed from the birth? Again, obviously, this is all statistics. I don't know. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know, 8 if she's the worst luck, you know? Okay, then she doesn't bleed for a while, you know? And then, it could be maybe after 4 months, after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, who knows? She'll get a period once. Now, according to Moshe, she's back to being a normal woman. She's not a Menekes anymore, because Nishtana Teva. That's how we paskin. So we don't actually use the Gedarin here, because Nishtana Teva. No one, I mean, maybe she's birth control, she can keep from getting her period after having a baby for 2 years, but that's cheating. You know, I mean, no one will just not lose their period for 2 years, and someone raised their hand and say, you know, one person, okay, maybe one out of 100 will, but it's highly unlikely, very, very rare, if found at all, I don't know the statistics, that a woman will lose her period for 2 years after giving birth. It's just a different teva from the time of Chazal. Again, what Nishtana Teva means, we already dealt with. Okay, now that we know who's a Muberis and who's a Menekes, we need to know what's the din of a Muberis and Menekes. If she had an old Vesis and becomes pregnant, she doesn't worry about the pre-existing Vesis. What if she bleeds during pregnancy or during nursing? But nowadays she bleeds during nursing. From Nishtana Hateva, she would not be Menekes anymore, so it's no Nafkamina. Right? What if she bleeds during the time? So, the Mechaber says, Eina Kovas Vesis. We paskin Eina Kovas Vesis. However, there's another machlok between the Raivan and the Rashba. Is she chosheshes? Right? Eina kovas veses, aval chosheshes kemo veses she'eino kavua. Or, ve'eina chosheshes klal. This is an easy one. The Raivan says, she still has to keep it like a Vesa She'enu Kavua. The Rashba says, I think he's wrong. I think she doesn't have to worry at all, because no one's supposed to get their period when they're pregnant. However, Lamaisa, I'm not going to fight the Raivid. So this is the opinion of the Rashba, theoretically. Theoretically means he says, you know what? I'm not arguing on the Raivid here. I think he's wrong, but Lamaisa, I'm going to give in on this one. Obviously we're going to pass like the Raivid, even the Rashba. Says, Lamaisa, I'm going to give in. So if it's the Raivid versus the Rashba who give in to the Raivid, well, obviously, pass like the Raivid. And that's what it says at the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Hopefully, someone on the side will say Raivid. Okay, Torah b'shem Rashba b'shem Gedoli Hamorim. Okay, but here we are. Torah b'shem b'shem Raivid, says the Gra. Great. Mikol makom chosheshes is the Yeshatir Kedar Shoshoshes v'shem Kavua. We pass in like the Raivid. If she bleeds, where you do not have Vesus Kavua, if she bleeds during pregnancy, we are Choshish for Eino Kavua. Now, here's one thing that's very unclear and very Lamaisadik. When we say we're Choshish like Vesus Eino Kavua, what do we mean? If she bleeds, a Kavias for Choshish for Eino Kavua? Or even if she bleeds once, we're Choshish for Eino Kavua? Right? He is not so clear in the Mechaber, what if she bleeds once during pregnancy? Is that Bechla where Choshes Veshashenu Kavua, the Raivid, the Mechaber? Or no, he only meant if she has a Kvius, we take everything down a notch. A Kvius turns into Eino Kavua, like we had by Vesazonis. But one time, we're not Choshes at all. Not clear in the Mechaber. Where is this discussed? This was discussed back in Kuf Pei Dalet. Remember, we had a simon, just like there was a sif, I mean, about a tinokas. There was a sif about pregnancy. And that was sif zayin. In the Pisrei Tshuva, there's sifkat and yodalid. He says, the marshal, well,
It's not 100% clear. He thinks the Shach saying you have to worry about it. The Sidrei Tara says that, the Chavos Das said that, the Toras HaShlamim said not that way. So Machlok is what the Shach held. But he has some opinions. The Taz here, I think, also has an opinion. The Taz here says... Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Here, you have, this is the discussion of Piskei Tshuva, Kuf Pei Dalid, Sivkatan Yod Dalid. No chash at all, because everything goes down one level. Kavua becomes Enikavua, Enikavua becomes nothing. Or, Chosheshes, Levesa Sheinu Kavua. No, she's Chosheshes for any Vesa Sheinu Kavua. Once or three times Enu Kavua. This is the opinion of the Toras HaShlamim and the Shach according to the Toras HaShlamim. This is the opinion of the Chavos Das and the Sidrei Tara and the Shach according to the Piskei Tshuva. He himself thinks this is what the Shach meant. This could be halacha l'maisa. Let's say a woman, she has a heavy bleeding during pregnancy. For whatever reason. It's okay. Baruch Hashem, everyone's healthy. But she wants to know in a month, does she have to worry about Vesa Sheinu Kavua? Right? Does she have to worry about maybe the Haflaga, if it was a short Haflaga to worry about? No, not like 3 months. Or does she have to worry about the Yom HaChodesh? So, that's the machlokas here. We're not sure what the answer is. This is Ma'aseh B'Kol Yom. This could happen. A woman could have a heavy bleeding during pregnancy once, for some reason. Then she wants to know if she has to be chosheish on the level of Eino Kavua. That's a machlokes in the Toras HaShlamim and the Chavos Das and the Sidrei Tara. No one's sure what the Shach meant. The minhag seems to be, it's not 100% clear, but the minhag seems to be l'chumra here. The minhag seems to be l'chumra here. In which case, if a woman had a heavy bleeding during pregnancy, then she should have to worry about, even if it's not a period, but it was a real heavy bleeding, not just a spot. Then she should have to keep a Vesra Sheinu Kavua next month. It seems to be far out. It seems to me that we're machmer.
General question about what established a Vesra is. Like, if a woman sees down, and like, or she becomes a need of a technicality, or like she's in Kesem, is that...
Okay, good question. At the end of Simen Kuf Tzadi, I would have put in Kuf Pei Tes. The very end of Simen Kuf Tzadi, the Mechaber says, a kesem, a little stain, you don't count vestos from it. You only count vestos if you have a flow of blood.
I mean, even the kesem being her anita.
Yes, even a kesem that makes her anita, we don't consider that for vestos purposes. But if she's a flow of blood, then we do.
Would they not say the same here, that like she's becoming anita because of the
technical? Nope. The problem is, because the reason is, well... not so clear, we'll get to it, but maybe the reason to the Kesem's only the Darabanan. But here, it's the Daraisa. It's a real need to Daraisa even if she's pregnant. It's a myth. Some women think if it's not a period, it's not a need to Daraisa. Not true. Need to Daraisa doesn't depend on whether it's a biological period. Vestos might, even though the minig is to be machmir here. I don't know, maybe you've seen this word to be making. Come on, don't count Vestos if it's not a real period. But Hilchas Nida doesn't depend on if it's a period. If it's not a Maka, that's Nida. Even if it's caused, even if you have a maka that makes your hormones, go wrong and that makes you bleed, doesn't matter. You have a disease that makes your hormones go haywire and makes you bleed, that's regular nida. If it's not mamish, an injury, then it is nida. Okay, we don't have much time left. There's some interesting Piskei Tshuvas here. I'll just point out one thing. The Piskei Tshuva says in Lamed Aleph that even the Sidrei Tara and these Achronim say... they say, but no onabaininess. There's no gzeir of onabaininess for a pregnant woman. Because if she's not supposed to get her period, there weren't gozer onabaininess. That's for an average period. It's a chiddush enough to be choshish vesh in kavua that happens once, which is not foolish in the mechaber. But certainly no onabaininess. Okay, we just have to do lama dalet. That should be clear to us. Her old vest, that's the first thing I put on the board, she doesn't worry about. Even if they're bleeding a lot in the time of their old vest, Eino eleba mikra, it's only a mikra. We don't say orach bezman oba. Right? There's no orach bezman oba.
So what if? We don't say orach bezman oba, so what if she bleeds once or many times? She bleeds during pregnancy on the Veses day, on the old Veses day, it's still not Kavua. We don't say Orech Bezman Oba.
Still not a Veses Kavua. Okay, continuing. Av Yemei Baranaka, what if she finishes? It's 24 months, the baby's 2 years old, Mazel Tov. Gets two-thirds of an upshurin. So what happens if she finishes? They go back to the original Veses.
Pre-pregnancy.
Why? Because it was never uprooted. It can't count as uprooting if you got pregnant. That's not uprooting. That's getting pregnant. Right? So what if she had Veses Kavua? She had Veses Kavua. Then she got pregnant. And then she finished being a Meinekes. Now, her old Veses Kavua comes back. Why? Because it was never uprooted. It was just a timeout. How can you call it uprooting? She got pregnant. That's not uprooting. She still has her old Veses. This happens to women. A woman might have a Veses Kavua of 35 her whole life, get pregnant, finish nursing the baby, she'll go back to 35. She wasn't uprooting. She was just taking a timeout. So, and that's what it says. Now, here we have a bit of a machlokas. This, by the way, is a machlokas Rishonim. Let's assume this is how we... I'm sorry. We. This is also a machlokas Rishonim. Fine. Let's. Here, there's a big machlokas Rishonim. The Torah brings three opinions how we paskin. Is that really true? There are actually three opinions. Put these three opinions on the board. What are the three opinions? Yesh Omrim says that, nope, old Veses doesn't come back unless it happens once. Of course, if it happened once, we always say Orch Bezman Oba, even if she wouldn't be pregnant. Okay, the Ramban and the Ravid say, and the Ramban say, the old Veses comes back after she sees once. At any time. Once she sees once, now we know she's ready to get a period, her old Veses comes back. Even if she sees not at the time of her Veses. And the Rashba says, the old Veses comes back as soon as the time of Meinekes ends. Which is, as soon as 2 years ends, even if she hasn't seen anything, her old Veses comes back. When did the old Veses come back? The Rashba says, as soon as the 2 years ends. Second birthday, old Veses is back. The Ravid and Ramban say, no, only if she bleeds once. Because, like, we don't know exactly when it'll start again. And the Yesh Omrim says, it doesn't come with a name, it says, no, it only comes back like a regular woman, if it's Orach Bezman Oba, only if it happens on that day again. How do we paskin read the Mechaber? Ketzad ha'yil veses l'yamim in the Muda l'roshei chadashim, choshesh's Rosh Chodesh Rishon Shippo Gaspo, the first Rosh Chodesh that happens to her, like the Rashba, chen koka yotzer bezeh, and etc. Chenidim ha'yil veses ha'gufel uzman yodua, avalim ha'yil veses ha'floga, veses ha'guf, or veses ha'guf for this man, the first time. But if it's a Vesa Flaga, of course, she can't be Choshver until she bleeds once, because she has nothing to count from. After Lachashat, she talks to Liros, she can't be Choshver a Flaga until she bleeds once, because she needs to count that Flaga. Chazro Liros, Filo Pam Achas, Choshesh Liyom a Flaga, Shosh Lemuda Le Haflig. So the Mechaber paskins like the Rashba. However, the Shach disagrees. And what? Even she didn't see yet. As soon as the second birthday comes?
How would you know that's over?
What do you mean the second birthday came? 24 months.
So
even if she hadn't seen her 24 months.
She didn't see her 24 months. As soon as 24 months ends, she's choshish for the next vessis.
It doesn't matter for us.
The shach disagrees, and the shach says, nope, only if she bleeds once. It doesn't really matter for us. For us, there's no nafkamina. For us, there's no nafkamina. Why? Because we say nishtana hateva. It's less than 24 hours. How do we know when she's off to Nekas? When she sees once. Once she sees once, that's the case of the Machaber and the case of the Shach at the same time. Once she sees once, she saw once, and the time of Nekas is over. So there's no nafkamina for us, unless a woman mamish doesn't get her period for 24 months, then there'd be a nafkamina. That's very rare. For us, there's no nafkamina. As soon as she gets her period in less than 24 months, she will be choshesh. The Pesachim Tshuva points out here one very important thing that I've told you a few, I think I've told you, if not, I'll tell you now, says the Nod Yehuda. This is all Vesas Kavua. What if she had only Vesas She'eino Kavua and became pregnant? Says the Nod Yehuda, no. We're not so machra Vesas She'eino Kavua. Vesas Kavua is a serious thing. Vesas She'eino Kavua is just a chashash. You don't have to remember your Vesas She'eino Kavua 33 months later. Give me your break. Say, nope. It is erased entirely. Oh, it was never uprooted because you became pregnant. Doesn't matter. A Vesas She'eino Kavua doesn't last a long time. It's not so serious. So halacha l'maaseh, if a woman gets pregnant, if she had a Vesas Kavua, she used to write down her Vesas Kavua and in a year and a half or a year and a half, come back to it and know what it was. If she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, she doesn't have to write down her Vesas She'eino Kavua. That's just erased. Vesas She'eino Kavua is not so hard to uproot. Even if you don't technically uproot it, if its time is over, it's over. Vesas Kavua, it's not uprooted. What do you mean? You had a timeout. Okay. Since the last year, hopefully Tuesday we'll have Shemush, but that's not a shear. Last year before the weekend, I realized there's something I left out in this simon, which is a halacha l'maaseh question people ask. What if a woman gets her period on Lamed L'chodesh? And there's no Lamed next month. What's her Veses HaChodesh? Big Machlokes Achronim. Is her Veses HaChodesh Chavtes? Because it's the last day of the month. Is her Veses HaChodesh Aleph? Because it's Rosh Chodesh. Or is her Veses HaChodesh, this is what the Baal Yeshiva says, Lamed in 2 months from now, because it's the next Lamed. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like that idea at all. He says, give me a break, like, Lamed is not magic, it's just that the month is 29 and a half days. Halacha l'maaseh, a big machlokes, what if a woman gets her period Lamed and there's a Lamed next month, shmizi. But that's very rare. That could only happen if it is Lamed Shvat in a leap year, when there's a Lamed Adar Aleph, or Lamed Tishrei, in a year where Cheshvan has 30, or Lamed Cheshvan in a year where Kislev has 30. Right? It's not a common thing. So usually, what do you do with Lamed? Three opinions. Chavtes, Aleph, or 2 months from now, Lamed. Halach L'maisa, it's not so clear how to paskin. The best psak is, L'maisa, if she gets her period on Lamed, either she'll do Chavtes, or she'll do Aleph, or she'll do Lamed in 2 months. Halach l'maisa, since we don't know, and it's only Vesas She'eino Kavua, and it's not so chomer, l'maisa, she's going to keep Chavtes anyway, because that's her own abeinanis, it's the 30th day. So l'maisa, she's going to keep Chavtes anyway as an own abeinanis. And don't tell me, what if she also sees him? These things are funny nowadays. Like, what if she also sees him test Vav and then it's not her own business, etc.? Pretty unlikely to happen. So Lamaisa nowadays, what would be safe? So Lamed, you know what? She'll do one of the opinions anyway because of one of Bainanis. And we don't know which opinion is right, so don't worry about it. So Lamaisa, we can be Mekel, not to do any best Zachodesh if she's on Lamed. And there's no Lamed next month. Lamed, if there is no Lamed next month, which usually there isn't, right? L'maisa, we can be Mekel. You know what? One of them is on a vagueness. Keep that. You're going to one opinion. Don't be too machber about it. I'm saying there are people who like to be machber. But, so, L'maisa, we would say just don't keep a Vesas HaChodesh.
Wait, but then if you get Lamed the next month, so you have to be suspect.
However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, based on the Bach, this is all Vesas She'eino Kavua. What about Vesas Kavua? What if she sees Aleph Aleph Lamed, or Aleph Lamed Aleph? Or Lamed Aleph Aleph. If she's Lamed, Lamed, Lamed 3 months in a row, that's also tricky.
You have to have these. Only if only in a year that's called Shalem, where Cheshvan and Kislev have 30 days, and she's Lamed Tishrei, Lamed Kislev, Lamed Cheshvan. It's pretty unlikely. Oh, it got to happen sometimes statistically. Has to be only a certain kind of year, and then you have to have 3 months in a row. Okay, then it's really tricky. What happens if you see 3 lamas in a row? Lemaisa, the Orch HaShulchan Paskin, based on the Bach, that if you're talking about Kvios, we're machmir that all of Rosh Chodesh counts as Rosh Chodesh. So Lemaisa, if you see Lamed Aleph Aleph, you're Choshesh for all of Rosh Chodesh. However many days it is, because maybe it's just a Chalos Rosh Chodesh, and the Orch HaShulchan points out, Lamed and Aleph are really both Rosh Chodesh, because the month's 29 and a half. So for Eina Kavua, we'd be Mako, but for Kavua, if you see Aleph, 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 you're only Aleph. But if you see a combination of Alephs and Lamets, then you should be Machmir for all of Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it's a Chalos Rosh Chodesh. So that's for Eino Kavua. For Kavua, if you see Aleph, 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 then it's just Aleph. You should know the Ba'adeh wants to be Machmir here also. Yeah, we don't be so Machmir. But if you see Lamed Aleph, Aleph, or Aleph, Lamed Aleph, or etc., then it's shame Rosh Chodesh. And you should just have to be machmer for all Rosh Chodeshes. Okay, there are all kinds of weirder scenarios which the Achron discussed or not, but I mean, this is something that's going to come up. A woman's going to see a lot of it sometimes, right? Not, and she's going to call her rabbi. She's not going to know what to do unless she has an app. Then the app's going to call their rabbi, but their rabbi probably already took care of it. Anyway, okay, so that's just one thing I meant to mention earlier, but I forgot, and this is my last chance to throw it in. So, Yisrael Hashem, we will pick up with the Bechina and then continue in Elchastina.
28,
right? Whatever I sent on the
28th.
Email. Okay, the 20th. What? Amir Tashem. But check in with me. Ellie, Ford, and
Ward.
Pause.
I if you could say it's the. It's like a shormua, it's the Isra Malacha that a woman has on her Chodesh, causing her a bodily change. That's what just happened to her. That's why we can't all look at her skin.
It's because she's dressed.